The elections in my town are different than most. The real loser is the man who wins.
Theater 5 presents Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Well, how am I doing?
Fine, fine. With the mayor's endorsement backing you up, you can't miss. I already told you that.
Well, if I'm that much of a favorite, why did I have to work so hard in the campaign?
Matter of sticking to the forms, boy. It's all a matter of sticking to the forms.
Hello, Sealy headquarters. Yes, just one moment, please. It's for you, Mr. Spring.
Oh, yeah. Spring speaking. It is? You sure? Well, that's even better than we'd hoped. Yes, I'll tell him. Let's have it quiet for a minute, boys and girls. Quiet, please. Please. That was Mike Clark over at the polls. Our candidate has pulled so far ahead that he can't possibly be caught anymore. Oh. It looks as if we've got ourselves a new mayor. Now, I do have to tell you that Durloff hasn't officially conceded yet, but if you remember last time when he was beaten by Mayor Weeder and the time before that when he was beaten by Phil Carson...
Poor Mr. Durloff, always a bridesmaid.
Yes. Well, anyone who remembers him 7 and 14 years ago knows that he's not exactly hasty to concede. So we'll just have to wait for him to come to his senses.
Sam, all of you, I just want to say, well, thanks.
Forget it, Grant.
Oh, no, but I don't want to forget it. Just 1 year ago, I was a stranger to this town. The way you all took me in made me one of you. Well, I just don't know what to say.
Well, then why try? We don't usually cozy up to strangers, Grant. But you made your mark in this town that first month when you helped to lead the drive to build the new hospital wing. Any man who could do that is no stranger.
Yeah. Well, yes, but Sam...
Now, you listen to me for a minute. You just try to be the kind of mayor that Harry Weeder's been these past 7 years. Do that, and the town will be well rewarded.
I'll try.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Peggy. I want to talk to you later. There's something I have to ask you. Something I couldn't talk about before I knew how all this was going to turn out.
Yes, Grant.
Now, I'm sure you can guess what I plan to ask. But I'd rather we were by ourselves than I actually ask it.
So would I. Look, here's an idea. Why not get completely away? Just as soon as we can get away, you can drive up to Farns Lake and we can be all by ourselves.
In the moonlight?
Yes, of course, in the moonlight.
Listen, you two, I don't like to interrupt anything, but I just saw the mayor and Mrs. Weeder pull up outside. Peggy, why don't you run downstairs and see if there's anything you can do?
Yes, sir.
Grant, I hope you don't mind my sending Peg away, but I wanted to speak to you about her for a few seconds.
What about her?
Nothing. Just that she'll make some man a pretty terrific wife.
You don't mince words, do you, Sam?
Never learned how.
Well, I really don't see why I should tell you, you old fox, but I will. I plan to ask her to marry me later tonight.
Well, best wishes, boy.
Thank you.
I mean that sincerely. Even if I will have the devil's own time finding me another secretary.
Hold on there. She hasn't said she'll have me yet.
Oh, she will, though. Take the old man's word for it. She will.
I hope so.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet, please.
Yes, quiet, quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor is here with something to tell us.
Thanks, Fagg. This will just take a minute, friends. Alice, Mrs. Weeder and myself... just visited the Durloff headquarters at his invitation. He wanted me to deliver a note to Grant. I think we can all guess what's in it. Grant.
Thanks, Harry. This is it. It certainly is. Here's what he says. Congratulations on your victory and all good wishes for a successful term as mayor.
Oh, here.
Thank you. Thank you. I I just want to tell everyone in this room how deeply moved I am tonight. It's customary, I suppose, on these occasions to say that the victory is not the candidate's alone. Tonight, that rather trite sentiment is more than true. The victory is yours. All I can do is hope to make you proud of it.
Oh. That was a lovely speech, Grant.
Well said, boy. Let me add my best wishes.
And mine.
Harry, Alice. You know, without you two, I could never have done it.
Oh, nonsense. What this town needs is new blood. The town fathers knew what they were doing when they decided that a mayor should have a single 7-year term. This way, a man can finish what he starts, but he won't grow stale on the job.
Well, you haven't been growing stale, Harry.
Well, perhaps not yet, but the signs are there. Who can say how I'd be in a year or two?
Oh, come on.
No, Grant, you're the best thing that could have happened to us.
That goes for me, too, boy.
And I'm bound to agree with my husband.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I won't let you down.
No, of course you won't.
Derek, why don't we have a victory drink together, huh? Judge Saunders is meeting Alice and me at the Brass Bowl in a few minutes. Why don't the three of you come along?
Yes, that's a splendid idea. Dad would love to see you.
Well, Peg and I were going to drive out.
Grant, we'll have time for one drink.
All right, if you'd like to.
What about you, Sam?
Oh, count me in.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's get started right away.
Isn't it wonderful about Grant, Dad?
Well, it's good news, but we all knew he'd win. He had to.
He'll be a good mayor, won't he, Judge? I mean, he'll do a good job.
He'll do what he has to do. All of us do what we have to.
Hey, what is this? This is Grant's big day. Why is everyone so glum?
Who's glum?
I'm sorry, Harry. I was just thinking about some personal problems.
Anything I can do, sir?
No, I can handle it.
All right, everyone, I propose a toast. To Grant Seeley, the people's choice.
Yeah, to Harry.
And to Peggy.
And Peggy. May Grant's campaign to woo her be as successful as its campaign to woo the voters.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Well, now it's my turn. To Harry. May my term in office be one half as successful as his was.
To Harry. Well, now, Grant, my friend, you'd better take me away from all this.
All right.
Can I convince you to stay for one more toast?
Oh, no, thanks. We'd really better be on our way.
Yes. Get along, you two.
Well, Alice, you sound as if you want them to go.
Oh, no. Well, they'd much rather be alone. And anyway, we should be getting ourselves home soon. Today's a long, long day.
Well, so long, all you wonderful people. Come along, darling.
Right. Bye, all.
You had something to tell me, remember?
Bye now. Bye.
Bye. Come on, Harry. It's time for us to leave, too.
All right. Not even boss of my own home.
What man ever is.
Oh, now you men stop sympathizing with each other. Good night, Dad. Sam.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
They're a nice couple.
Which one are you talking about?
Both. They're both nice couples.
Yes. It seems like such a rotten
shame. It can't be helped, Judge. It has to be. Anyway, Grant has 7 good years to look forward to. 7 years as mayor. With Peg by his side if he wants her.
And Harry? And Alice?
Harry had his good years. As for Alice, she knew what she was getting into. So did you, Judge. Don't forget that.
How could I forget? Well, I suppose we'd better get ready.
Yes. Get the town ready.
Election night. How I dread election night.
But it comes anyway, Judge. It always comes.
Isn't it? Harry.
Hmm?
Let's stay out here in the garden.
Hold on. I thought you were tired, Alice.
No, I'm not now.
All right, then. Neither am I. Hmm?
What is it?
Oh, I was just thinking about Peggy and Grant. You know what? I'll bet he's taken her up to Fawn's Lake.
Well?
Well, don't you remember? That's where I took you when I won my election 7 years ago. I asked you to marry me that time. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
And I'll bet that's just what he's doing. I'll bet he asked her to marry him when they're alone at Fawn's Lake.
Yes. Maybe he will.
You know, it's funny about Grant and me. I mean, so many things happened to us here in the same way. We both came here without knowing anyone. We both were elected mayor.
Well, people liked you.
Oh, it was more than that, Alice. We became overnight heroes. Grant with his spearheading the drive to build the new hospital wing, and me because I saved that child.
That was a brave act, Harry.
Was it? I never could be sure. I just saw the boy there on the street, and a car was heading for him, and I ran and shoved him out of the way. And suddenly, I was a town hero. And then a few months later, when Mayor Carson's term ran out, your father and Sam Spring and the mayor asked me to run for the office. Remember how I didn't want to at first?
Yes.
You were the one who convinced me.
I know I did.
See, that's funny. It happened that way with Grant, too. When the hospital fight made him a hero, Sam, your father, and I went to him. And you know I think he would have turned us down until Peggy went to work on him?
He'll make a good mayor, Harry. Just like you did.
There'd have to be something wrong with him if he didn't. This town practically runs itself. All the big problems of crime and drug addiction, things like that, that other places have to worry about just don't exist here. And whenever a problem does come up, the whole town falls all over itself to help.
Harry, you have been happy here, haven't you?
With you? Well, darling, of course.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean here, this town.
Well, darling, I told you how it was for me before I came here, didn't I? I was a drifter going from place to place. Oh, I always did well enough. I always made money, but I couldn't take root. I couldn't stay in one place.
I know.
It's empty in this part of the country, as you know. I remember driving here down that endless road that runs in from the east. Not a tree on it for 100 miles. You can't see a tree. And then, suddenly, there's this town. Everything green and white and freshly scrubbed. The children looked happy. There was peace on the faces of the people. Somehow I knew that this was where I was meant to be. That here was where I could finally stop drifting.
Oh, I wish you hadn't stopped.
Why, Alice.
But you still have a chance. You do. Harry, get in your car and drive straight out of town.
Alice,
they'll follow you. But you have a head start. If you just leave now and drive fast, I can delay them. So they'll never catch up until you're far enough away. Until you're in some other town where they won't dare hurt you. Where they won't...
Joke, Alice? What?
Joke? Of all the things in the world, it's not a joke. Oh, I love you, Harry. I just found it out. I really love you.
Darling.
Oh, it's too late. It's too late.
Oh, it's only your father and Sam Spring. They have Chief of Police Wills with them, but... Oh, what's wrong, honey? Tell me, what's wrong?
It's too late.
Well, honey, you... Oh, Judge Saunders, I'm glad to see you. Something's happened to Alice. She's suddenly hysterical. I don't know why.
Yes, I know. We were afraid of this.
Yes, but what's the matter
it's
with her?
You, Harry.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. She does, though. She knew from the beginning.
What are you trying to say?
Your term of office, boy. It's all over.
I know that. Grant's the new mayor. Alice and I just congratulated him this evening, remember?
It's not as simple as that, Harry. I only wish it were.
What's not as simple?
Oh, Dad, must you go on torturing you this way? Can't you come right out and say you're going to
marry... Now, take it easy, girl. Your father knows what he's doing. There must be a certain ritual in these cases. A certain decorum.
Decorum?
Look, will somebody please tell
me
what...
Have you ever wondered what happened to your predecessor in office?
Well, he died, didn't he, from a heart attack?
Not from a heart attack, Harry. We killed him.
You... what?
We sacrificed him. Myself, Sam, the chief here. All the good citizens of town.
All the people?
Everyone over the age of 15. Doc believes that it might do the younger children more harm than good.
Good? We talking about the same thing. This is murder.
We know what it is.
Why, though? Can you tell me that?
Why? Have you ever wondered why this is such a nice town? Why there's no real crime problem? Why husbands don't beat their wives and wives remain faithful? Why there is no alcoholism and even teenage violence is rare?
Are you trying to say that murder is ever just...
A single scapegoat every 7 years. The sacrifice of one man who can help release the violence every one of us keeps hidden and controlled for the 2,625 days or more between elections. And who could do this better than the personification of the town? Its elected representative, its leader.
Father, stop it. It's wrong. You know it is.
Wrong, girl. Can you say how many murders we prevent? How many acts of brutality this one occurrence takes the place of?
Wait a minute. Oh, I see it now. That's why I was picked. None of your good citizens would sacrifice himself. It had to be a stranger like myself or Grant. Someone who'd fall in love with the town and convince himself that it fell in love with him.
Harry.
What a sucker I was. You chose me for a hero, didn't you? That child I saved, was that a put-up job, too?
You were a ruthless man, Harry. We gave you.
And Alice, was she part of it? She was, wasn't
Harry,
she?
Harry, I love you. You must
sure,
know that now.
She was supposed to convince me to take the job and marry me to see that I stayed my term. Well, you did a great job, honey, a real great job.
Please, don't.
You even kept me away while they were killing poor Carson.
Take it easy, boy. It wasn't Alice's fault. She's had a rough time.
Oh, yes, I feel sorry for her.
She had her duty. A duty to her town.
Is that what Peggy's doing tonight? Is she luring Grant away so that he won't know what's happening to me? Is she saying yes, she'll marry him tonight so that she can see him killed 7 years from now?
She's doing what she has to do.
Judge.
I know. Harry, I'm sorry, but it's time. By the power invested in me by the town council,
no.
I sentence you
nightmare.
To be taken down to the old pit in the southwest corner of town, where you shall be bound and rendered helpless, and where each of your fellow townsmen and townswomen, who are at least 16 years of age and physically capable, will hurl a single stone at you.
No, don't.
Until your bones be broken,
no,
your head be crushed, and your body be lifeless.
Dad, let him go.
All right, Chief, take him.
Alice, Chief, we're friends. Don't let them take him. Alice, no.
Come, darling.
Let me stay here.
I can't.
Everyone must be a part of this, Alice. You know that. Peggy's the only exception, as you were 7 years ago.
It's your duty, darling. You must finish what you started then. You must cast the first stone.
First stone. Yes. I'm coming.
Oh, it's just lovely to be up here at the lake in the moonlight with the girl you're going to marry.
Well, give me a kiss to prove it.
Oh, Peggy.
It was nice. Oh, what are you doing?
Nothing. Just tossing some stones into the lake.
Don't.
Why?
No, just... Please don't, Grant. For me. You might hit something, hurt it.
I didn't know you were so tender-hearted. But don't worry, darling. I'll never throw another stone as long as I live. And with a wife like you to take care of me, I have a feeling that'll be a very long time. But darling, what's wrong? You're shivering.
Don't talk, Grant. Just hold me.
Theater 5 has presented... presented Congratulations, Mr. Mayor, written by Mort Golding and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Ian Martin, Mary Jane Higby, Nat Polan, Joyce Gordon, Danny Occo, and Jackson Beck. Audio engineer Neil Pulse. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.